Welcome to another episode of the Infamous Podcast. This is Johnny.
Hey, this is Brian.
How's it going, Brian?
Things are going well. I'm a little unorganized. Right,
I see that.
All right. Well, we're kind of doing this last minute, but
we're fine.
Early.
It's fine. So, it's fine. We're not recording on a Thursday. We're recording on a Tuesday.
Right.
Which could happen more often, actually.
Yeah, probably could, actually. Anyway, so this is episode 83.
Welcome to Trailer Park.
Trailer Park.
Parked. Parked. Parked.
Parked?
Yeah, trailer parked.
We're parked. Yeah. Oh, I just have trailer park written down.
I know. I understood that now.
I am slow. All right. Welcome to episode 83, Trailer Parked.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Anyway, we are going to talk about some of the new trailers that have come out over the past couple weeks, including some of the ones from the Super Bowl. And we'll have links to all that fun stuff and the show notes. A couple news bites to kick off. Sure. One is a news bite and one is a Brian rant.
We'll let Brian rant first.
No, I want to do the Batman thing first. But because Marvel Comics pissed me off. But all right. So there are rumors.
Should we save the Brian rant like Jerry Springer's commentary at the end of the Jerry Springer show?
No.
Damn it. I was going to throw a chair.
There's not enough room in here to throw a chair.
Could you imagine if I threw a chair in here?
It would break most of my Lego sets, my guitar, which I need to learn
how to
play. The
whole bookshelf's going to come down.
I don't know. That thing's pretty solid.
I'll get it down.
Anyway. All right. So rumors are starting to circulate that Ben Affleck is not wanting to be Batman at all now.
What?
Is this, have you seen this confirmed anywhere?
I haven't seen it confirmed. I've just seen rumors.
I read a couple articles about it and it.
I can't blame him. I can't blame him because of the physicality of it. Because he's probably still having to work out, you know, and they're not even filming anything.
Right.
But he has to stay in shape for that.
I think he's
and
one
he's
of those
one of those
guys.
Actors where he gains weight and lose weight.
Like, I think he can lose the weight pretty quick.
He probably wants to do something else.
I'm sure he wants to direct.
Yeah,
he's one of the best directors out there.
Yeah,
like and you know the guy that they got to replace him as the director. I don't have the link up. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, but I forget what he directed.
It was something where. Oh man. Okay. All right, entertain the people for a moment.
We were prepared for this episode. Brian, you're getting gutted on Thursday, so you should have been prepared.
Yeah, well, this is like all last minute.
I could have done that surgery for you.
Yeah, thanks. Matt Reeves is going to direct Batman. He did Planet of the Apes. War of the Planet of the Apes. Okay. Cloverfield.
So that's what I was going to say.
Doing Cloverfield immediately turns me off because it's going to be some shaky cam bullshit.
But where are the Planet of the Apes didn't have shaky cam?
Yeah, but he had a good DP. But no, I you know, like looking at it, like I can understand, like okay, he wasn't going to direct.
Well, here's the thing where DC's cinematic universe, I guess we'll call it that, the DC cinematic universe, is falling apart.
Yeah,
because Lawrence Fishburne is. Not wanting to be Perry White.
Well, why would Perry White be in a Justice League?
Why would Perry White, you know, be in anything at this point? That bad performance in Batman versus Superman. I mean, he was just doing what was written. And it's like, you know, he's said, like, there was cool stuff and that. But he's, like, you know, trying to cover his ass by saying, I really like the Martha thing.
Yeah.
And that. But it's one of those things where
you have
if
to say
one
that
of your
Lawrence, you have to say that.
Prime actors,
yeah,
you know, big actor, mm-hmm. I'd say Lawrence Fishburne is still a big actor.
Oh, yeah.
Says, yeah, I don't need to be in that.
Do you ever watch Blackish on HBO? Or not HBO, on ABC?
No, he plays a grandpa, doesn't he?
He is so funny as Pops.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I love Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
And he's just so great on that show. But Lawrence Fishburne, he's not in every episode.
Right, yeah.
But when he's there, he is felt. The presence is, you know, there. But, yeah, no, I agree. I think you're 100% right. The DC cinematic universe is
they don't have a Kevin
falling
Feige.
Off the rails.
Yeah. They don't have a... The problem with that whole thing is they do not have a Kevin Feige. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to make it Geoff Johns.
Well, if they're trying to make it, they should just make it.
But,
because...
Yeah, but here's the thing: is they started they started all of, and we've talked about this before. And we talked about this for Crapman versus Crapperman, crap of crap. But there's no foundation.
I like crap of justice. Okay. Crap of justice.
Crap of justice. Fair enough.
Yeah.
They started with a flawed foundation.
Well, with Man of Steel, right? Yeah.
But then when they threw they literally threw Batman and Wonder Woman against the wall, seeing what aspects of those characters would stick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm very curious to see, like, Wonder Woman in the previews looks good.
You know, even
but
that,
I'm like I'm worried now.
The behind the scenes stuff that's come out of that talks about that. That's a shit show. But again, it hasn't come out, so I can't say anything.
I'm just worried. I'm worried at this
point. The only thing that concerns me about Wonder Woman, the movie,
yeah,
is that they didn't just do a shot for shot remake of the DC animated one.
Well, yeah.
Which is one of the better Wonder Woman origin stories.
But it's
got to
tie into the universe.
They could have done that. They could have shoehorned Batman and Superman in, like, they shooed Wonder Woman into the Batman.
The thing in the preview, though, is tying into the universe with the whole mother box thing and, you know, probably apocalyptic warriors on horses and stuff like that. The problem is, well, and, you know, it's this episode's called Trailer Park. There wasn't a trailer on Super Bowl for Wonder Woman at all, which I think Warner Brothers might have screwed the pooch on that one.
I think that's concerning.
And it's just with everything that's coming out now, it's like, what's going on behind the scenes? It's like, you know, who's running this show? Who's actually running this show?
Is it Zack Snyder? Because that's the exact wrong person you want doing that.
You don't want, you honestly don't want David Goyer. You don't want Zack Snyder. Jeff Johns is questionable.
I've said it before. David Goyer should not be allowed to write his name on a napkin anymore.
Yeah, after Blade 3.
Well, yes.
Blade 3 was the
final straw.
The slow slide down the hill.
Yeah.
That just turned into like a big old muddy slide, you know?
I don't think Jeff Johns should be the person who's in charge of the DC cinematic universe.
I don't have a problem with it just because I know that he, you know, worked in movies
and he cares about the characters. I get that. And he's great at starting.
But
if
I was him.
But he doesn't know how to get out of a story. He doesn't know how to, like, plan.
Well,
like,
he
Feige
isn't writing
and his
anything.
Team is done.
He isn't writing anything.
But I mean, but Kevin Feige's not writing anything, but he's still the steward of the story.
Well, there's a goal.
And that's never been Jeff Johns' MO.
But what's the goal after Avengers Infinity War?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. We'll find out.
The Fantastic Four's.
Fantastic Four returns.
Yeah, Fantastic Four comeback.
That would be cool.
I'd throw that money at 20th Century Fox like right now.
Yeah, here's $18.
You can keep X-Men.
Give us.
Yeah. You can do what you're doing with X-Men because what you're doing with X-Men is fine.
It's fine. It works.
But give us Fantastic Four and we're going to do the Skrull Invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or Galactus.
A real Galactus, not a clown.
A real Galactus.
Yeah.
Although I would rather see like the Kree Skrull War.
I would too.
Yeah, because that's your Avengers and your Fantastic Four and, you know, everybody else. Guardians could be in that. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just this thing with DC's like really worrying me.
Mm-hmm.
If you need advisors, there's a lot of people out there that have good opinions. I mean, you know, in the fan realm, you know. There's people that have experience and have good ideas. Yeah. And it's like, stop just doing in-house people.
Yeah.
Stop kissing Zack Snyder's ring.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. There's other directors out there that could probably do, you know, a lot better that have maybe one or two movies under their belt.
Yeah.
And that's the people you got to look at. I mean, Jon Favreau directed a lot of little art house movies.
He directed this little thing called Swingers in Zathura.
Right.
You know, but like,
but neither
thing,
one of them were
but,
like
but
that
before,
big.
But
they're
before Favreau went into Iron Man, he was already an established director across multiple genres.
Right.
Like, what has Zack Snyder really done that's original?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And if Sucker Punch. That's it.
And it was awful.
Yeah.
It was. It's unwatchable.
I mean. It's just watchable without the sound on.
Even with the sound off, it's unwatchable. Anyway.
Oh no! I mean, it's a great like effects movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anyway.
The only good movie that I can actually say like you know that he did was Dawn of the Dead and Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
And Watchmen is a shot for shot almost. You know. Yeah. And Dawn of the Dead was his first movie, I think.
Yeah, which was a remake shot for shot.
No, not a, that was not a remake shot for shot.
Okay.
You'd have to have seen the original one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Anyway, all right.
No biker gang showed up in Zack Snyder's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot. All right. But yeah, so we got off on a tangent. But yeah, so I understand why Affleck's not doing it. And my, at first I was like, oh, he's taking his ball and going home because he doesn't want to play because they're not letting him or because he's not going to direct.
I just think he just doesn't want to get caught in that trap.
Right. Yeah. So,
I mean, the thing about it is it seems like DC's like pulling a lot more crap on the back end where Marvel doesn't. Like those guys are allowed to go do other things.
Right.
And it seems like
Chris Evans went off and did Snowpiercer. He did that movie with
he directed
that. Alice Eve.
Yeah.
And,
which was actually pretty good.
Yeah. You know, Robert Downey Jr. went and did The Judge. Scarlett Johansson did Lucy and, you know, well, she's doing Ghost in the Shell.
I mean, this is 10 years now.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of stuff besides their superhero stuff.
Jeremy Renner has Hawkeye and Mission Impossible going at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth did that awesome Ron Howard movie Rush with Baron Zemo.
Yeah. And In the Heart of the Sea with Ron Howard. Movie
and Vacation.
He did In the Heart of the Sea was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, yeah. No, I get it. I 100% agree with you that
I just worry they're doing. You know, I love these characters.
Yeah, me too.
And that, but these new 52 versions aren't my versions of those characters. And that, and it's just and like,
I think
if
as
Geoff
fans,
Johns is in charge, couldn't you just say, we're going to restart this and we're going to do it based off of the classic versions of these characters?
I think as longtime fans, like we might, like as a group,
I'm starting to feel old.
We might have to get over the new 52 a little bit.
I'm over the new 52, but they're not my characters.
And we're going to have to kind of accept that like Batman's not a detective anymore. And Superman is not the shining bastion of what humanity could be.
I don't accept that because Batman and restarted.
Going to be in the movies. You know, it's not going to be, we're not going to get a Sherlock Holmes version of Batman like we deserve.
Well, I mean, you know, the Michael Keaton Batman movie, Tim Burton's Batman.
Right.
He's a detective.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. He's everything that Batman is. And it doesn't have to be explained. Because we know who Batman is.
But Christopher Nolan took all that away.
You know. There's a little bit of the detective in the Nolan movies.
A little. But
well, that's all you need. Anyway. You know, I don't need a detective movie. I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
DC's not going to follow the format that Marvel's following where, you know, Captain America movies are political intrigue.
Right.
And Iron Man movies are the action movies. And Guardians of the Galaxy are the space movies. DC's not going to follow that format.
And
so we're not going to get a detective movie. You know, even though that would be kind of cool to just have a, you know, straight detective Batman movie.
Yeah. But,
anyway. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next topic.
Do something fun.
Because I'm fired up.
Go ahead. Go on your tangent.
All right. So starting February 1st. Okay. So if anyone who gets Marvel comics.
Yeah.
When you buy a Marvel comic for the past 5+ years, with any Marvel comic you purchased, you also got the digital copy of the comic. Which is why Marvel comics are, you know, between $3 and $7 every month.
$7?
Well, some of them are, yeah. They're like $6.99, $5.99, that kind of stuff. All of them, like X-Men, like event books are always like $7.99.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Glad I don't pick up X-Men.
Anyway, so these books, they're more than the DC books. They're more than the Image books. They're more than IDW books for the most part. But because of that, you got a digital copy of the story, which you could go to the Comixology app or the Marvel app, and you could download, and you could have that a part of your digital library, so you didn't have to walk around with a bag full of floppy comics.
Sure.
You could just walk around with a phone or a tablet full of digital comics. Well, starting on February 1st of 2017, Marvel has decided that they're no longer going to do the digital copy.
Mm-hmm.
What they are going to do is they're going to give bonus digital content where they're giving you three comics where it's what they call jumping on points for other series.
Sure.
Now, there were 9 of the books that I've seen so far for February.
Now, here's my question.
I had all 9 of them.
Before you go into the tangent. When you buy a book, is it the same 3 books on each digital code?
Yes.
Ooh, that's not good.
Right. So it's not like...
That's not good business.
So I have... What do I have here?
Well, which ones... do they all have digital codes in them?
Yes.
Okay. And this is just February, right? How many books do you got from February?
There's 15.
Right.
Which is kind of low for me, actually, from Marvel.
These are all like...
These are all post-February 1st books.
Okay.
All right, so one of these is the Star Wars number 28. Yeah. One of these is Darth Maul number 1.
Yeah.
All right, where I saw that and I was like, I was so excited. IVX is in its last issue, so I have the first 3 digitally, and now I don't have the 4th one. Yeah. So I'll have to go, you know, either buy that or just not have it on my digital collection. Sure. But here's the problem, is the sticker just says bonus digital content.
It still says the same thing.
Yeah, and it says, you know...
now, does it say anything on the page?
This one says bonus digital edition. Now, when you go into the page, yes. But
like
here's the thing.
The page in the book.
Yeah, but I see the sticker.
Yeah.
When I'm in the shop, I'm not going into the back page there or middle. Yeah. And it's not even on the last page. You know,
yeah,
they're
like the
buried.
Last or
no, it's buried. It's, you know...
Oh, it's not like it was?
No, it hasn't been on the second to last page in forever. Yeah, where did we go?
I obviously do not pick up many Marvel books.
Yeah, there. See, it's...
Oh, fourth to last page?
Anyway, but yeah, so there's all these books that they have that all of a sudden aren't really worth what they're worth. And it's kind of a bait and switch thing going on.
Yeah.
Because... You know, they posted it. You know, I kind of blame the comic shops a little bit for not like.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm
going to
guess they don't
here,
know.
Though.
All right. So I'm thinking this is not a February book.
Okay.
But like if you go to. One. Yeah. Actually, here, just Darth Maul because that one's already open. but yeah. So, but my big problem is for the last 5+ years, Marvel.
Oh,
has,
yeah. There it is.
Marvel
letters.
Has provided me with this awesome service.
Yeah.
That I have got, I mean, and you can speak to this because you spent a solid year just picking up comics for me and bringing and dropping them off on your way home when you
sure.
were working every Saturday. I have been almost exclusively a DC reader. The majority of my comic book reading.
Right.
Life. Outside of X-Men and Spider-Man, I didn't really get that deep into Marvel except for kind of some stories here and there. In the past 5 years, I have gone so far to the other side. Because they have made it so convenient for me to read.
Yeah.
And I've liked the stories. Yeah. I've enjoyed the direction sure. of the books for the most part. And, you know, they brought back Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, they
right.
kind of like they resurrected some of those characters I liked as a kid that, you know, weren't really main players anymore.
Right.
But they've gone and they've done this. And you know, I'm not the only one who's upset. I mean, you can go on their Twitter,
oh, I'm sure,
you can
yeah.
check, you know. I sent an email off to their online support, and I got a non-answer that just directed me back to the news article on the Marvel.com website.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, okay, well, like, these are the books that I got, man. Like,
right.
You know, like, here's the thing, though, is, like, Darth Maul number 1.
Yeah.
I probably would have just bought it digitally if I would have known.
Sure, yeah.
Now, here's the other argument, though. By doing what they've done, I'm probably not going to spend as much money in the comic book shop anymore.
Right.
I'm going to spend it with the online retailer because I have all of these books. You know, like that's where they live. The rest of them are bagged and boxed up in, you know,
so
my storage area.
You and Marvel are kind of killing comic book stores.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, and I agree. You know,
yeah.
I'm roughly 50-50 at
sure.
this point.
But
you know,
the thing
but
with
I always,
comic
but,
shops, there are comic shops that sell through Comixology.
Right.
So will you go through a comic shop that you
well,
know or like?
Considering the comic shop that we go to and I manage his webpage,
yeah,
I'm going to set up a store on Comixology so I know he can get.
So you're going to set it up through him.
I'm going to set up for him.
Well, yeah, but, and that's what I'm saying.
But not everybody can do that, and not everybody knows about that.
Yeah, because the only one I know of, and a lot of, is Superfly. Superfly up in Yellow Springs, right.
But,
you know,
and a lot
based
of comic
Ohio.
Book websites suck. You know, comic book store websites just aren't good.
Right.
So, you know.
But if there's that link on there and you click through that link to Comixology, it credits it back to the store, right?
I don't know if they get money or I have to look at the retailer program.
Right, yeah.
If someone from Comixology is listening, email me at brian@infamouspodcast.com and explain this to me because I'm going to be researching it next week.
Yeah.
But what hurts is when I go in to pick up these books,
sure.
I get other books.
Well, right.
Like
yeah.
When we were in there on Saturday, I happened to miss Green Lantern versus Planet of the Apes number one.
Yeah. And I
you're like, hey, you
did
forgot
you get this,
right? And I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot about that book. So, you know, it's hurting them, you know? You know, I know you think I sound like a baby and I'm complaining.
No, I understood
and
what you were saying.
You know, you're joking that I'm killing,
but
I'm not.
In my opinion, this and digital kills comic book stores.
Right.
Because, here's where my problem is on that. People who read comic books and buy them digitally complain because comic book stores close.
Right.
But you're not going and buying comics at the comic book store. You're buying them digitally. I mean, you buy stuff hard. You buy hard copies.
Yeah. And you buy digitally. But I mean,
reading stuff's bought digitally, and then there's the hard copy
and that's
stuff
what
that you
is.
Want to
Marvel
collect.
Marvel is toilet reading.
Sure.
And, you know, you're right.
Not being gross or anything, but, you know.
You know, I love the Star Wars action figure covers. That's
so
one
you'll
of
continue
my
to collect those.
Well, I will, but I don't know if I'm going to buy the digital version. Then you know, it's like I want to keep. You know, like I don't want to double dip for the same.
Well, right, yeah.
Now,
I mean, in all honesty, if you buy it in hard, you don't buy it in digital.
Right.
If you don't want to buy it in hard, then you buy it in digital. Right.
So, like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Miles Morales Spider-Man. I don't need that book in hard copy.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I don't even care if I have it in hard
because
copy.
Because the shit
not.
Stacks up. But excuse my language, but it stacks up.
Like Doctor Strange, I told you I'm 15 issues behind on Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you
Strange.
Don't buy that book anymore.
No, I'm not even going to buy it digitally anymore. Right. But like both Captain America books.
Yeah.
Both Sam Wilson, which I've been enjoying.
And Steve Rogers.
And Steve Rogers, which I've been enjoying. Done. Like, I don't even.
You're just
like,
done altogether.
I don't care enough to keep getting those.
Even digitally.
One way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so
is that a problem because of the way the stories flow, or
yeah, I mean, because that's the other thing that you have to look at now. Because, like with Marvel, everything is like a 6 to 12 story arc.
Sure, yeah,
you know, and so it's either a 1-volume or a 2-volume story.
Because they've corralled themselves into the idea of we have to put a trade paperback back out that's got 6 issues in it.
Yeah,
and that's all we do.
Every 6 months we have to.
DC
have a
has
paperback.
The same problem.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, you know, Image does it too, but...
Well, Descender, the last trade of Descender was 4.
Right, but I was going to say, there are exceptions.
Right.
Like, The Walking Dead usually is a 6-issue arc.
Right.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that, Invincible the same way. Mm-hmm. And that, but there are some, you know, and this is jumping between companies and that, but... Like Hellboy stories from Dark Horse usually are 4-issue stories, mm-hmm. and they publish the book like
right.
that. What's the problem with doing a 4-issue arc? If you did a, let me put it to you this way. And if you work at DC or you work at Marvel and you have a position to say something, listen right now. 4-issue arcs mean you can do 3 trade paperbacks instead of 2 trade paperbacks a year.
Right.
Or 3 hardcovers mm-hmm. instead of 2 hardcovers a year.
Right.
Which to me says cha-ching.
Yeah.
I mean, you lower the price a little bit mm-hmm. because... Obviously, that's a smart thing to do, but you're making more money because you're putting more product out.
Right.
I'm sorry, but the 6-issue thing doesn't work all the time.
No. That's how you end up with a Geoff Johns style of a story that runs on for 2 issues longer than it should have.
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, what, like... When you know you were teasing me and you know like oh you're killing the
comic
book industry
like poking,
and stuff
I like poking
which,
the bear when
you know,
it's when it's really
and
angry.
I understand like you know I there are books I only read digitally
sure
Walking Dead is one of them
right
Invincible is the other one which you know
Which to me, I mean, is it because you don't want that many books?
I think it's part of it, but the other part too is like I got into Walking Dead, like I had that big
omnibus 48 thing.
Issue compendium that I got at Borders when it was going out of business for $6, and it sat like for a while.
Sure,
and then Comixology did a sale where the first trade was like $2.99. It was like crazy cheap. And I'm like, you know what? Like, instead of like dragging that big ass book around, I'm just going to spend $2.99 on this because I got a $60 book for $6. You know, I'm still ahead of the game.
Right.
I got it. I read through it. The next two trades were $2.99 each. I bought both of those. And then I switched over and I read all the way through Lori dying in the compendium.
Right.
And then, okay, that was done. And it's like, well, you know, I kind of like reading this digitally. I liked getting the trades because of the cool, like, Charlie Adler art at the end and, like, the stuff from Kirkman. And so it's like, you know what? I'm just going to keep getting digitally. And then they did the same thing with Invincible. And you'd been harping on Invincible for years.
Oh, like, sure, yeah.
I'm like, I'll get to it. I got, there was a Comixology sale again, and I got the first 8 trades for $4.99 each.
Jeez.
And I just busted through them. Just
does Comixology kill the comic book stores?
I don't know if it kills the comic book stores.
By doing sales like that, they were hurtful.
You know what? I can go to the half price bin or you know. But here's the thing though, is you know, we talked to Jay about this when we talked to Jay Torres.
Right, yeah.
Like when I buy something from Comixology, he gets money. He gets the money.
So he
when
gets
I
the money,
buy a back issue from 10 years ago.
He doesn't see
the anything, comic book store is the only one.
Yeah.
So like it's a double edged sword, right? I mean,
I just
still
mean
only
in,
getting
in
paid
the
once,
industry
but.
That, you know, people were always like, support your local comic book shop and that. But then they're buying digitally and that's mainly what they're buying. Like you're 50-50 pretty much, like, you know, 50-50.
Almost exactly. Yeah.
But there's people that are 90-10.
I get it.
I don't mean, complain
you're,
when your comic book store
you're
closes.
100-0.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you read some digital stuff here and there.
I read digital stuff, and I, you know, I do hit the sales and that once in a while. But like, if they say, "Well, we've got this book up for free," it's like, "Oh, I've never read that. I'll check it out."
But you see,
but
the
like
room,
all my Marvel books,
are
mint to the point that I never pulled the sticker.
But I mean, you see the room I'm in.
Yeah,
like, space for me is at a premium.
Well, exactly.
And so for me, like,
any collector,
read,
space is at a premium.
And to read as much as I possibly can because I love comics.
Sure,
I love reading comics. I love the whole culture behind it, which is why we do this show. It just makes sense. And honestly, like as an Apple guy and an Apple fanboy, like I am. I mean, we're surrounded by Apple technology right now. I love the experience of reading it on my tablet.
Sure. That's what you paid the money for the tablet for.
Well, that's not why.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. It's like,
that was a welcome bonus.
The whole thing is like, you know, I wouldn't mind reading some things digitally, but the Kindle I have is the first generation Kindle or second generation Kindle Fire. Something like that.
It's an early one.
It's an early one. And it's like, at this point, I'm like, I would need to buy a brand new pad of some sort.
Correct.
And but I still would buy my comic books.
Yeah.
And that, I mean,
and that's why I liked what Marvel was doing with the ability to. I still have the tactical experience.
Sure.
Like, hey, I want to sit here and I want to leaf through this story about Yoda.
Yeah,
done. I can do that. But I also, when I travel, because I travel more than you do, and I used
to the toilet.
But I used to when I would fly. I would bring.
I know. I just that whole thing when you said that, it made me laugh.
I would bring Rising Stars 1, 2, and 3, and the Brian K. Brian Miller Batgirl trades.
Okay.
And those would be like, you know, the 5 trades I'd bring with me when I flew.
Sure.
Right. But like, you see the little backpack.
But now,
you know,
it's like you can have all that digitally.
Now I have
just
all of that plus whatever I needed to pick, whatever
is
I picked up.
Is the Brian Miller, Brian Q. Miller?
Brian Q. Miller thing.
Brian Q. Miller Batgirl on Comixology?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
because I've told people about that, but DC, being who DC is,
has
no trade paperbacks of that.
Well, because they're out of print.
Why would you put something out of print?
It's
like,
know,
you know, something that
so,
was
I mean,
good.
So that's the other thing, right? Is I like classic X-Men.
Yeah.
I have a ton of New Mutants. I have a ton of Uncanny, sure. You know, stuff that I just can't find.
Oh, right.
Or stuff that I can't afford.
Yeah.
You know,
have those digitally,
but they
now.
Have it where it's $3.99 or $1.99, yeah. Whatever the price is. They
whatever
have
the
that
sale
where,
is.
Well, no, I don't even buy that stuff when it's on sale. I mean, like,
you just buy it.
Just buy it. Like, the New Mutants. I looked forever for the Demon Bear storyline because I wanted to reread it,
sure.
Because I didn't have those books anymore because they were lost to me,
right?
Some point in my past. Now since then I found the hard copies of the
sure.
Demon Bear story, but I also have it on my tablet
right.
that I had for years before. You know,
yeah, and I mean, when you find the stuff at a reasonable price, you will buy it,
right?
And yeah. that totally makes sense, and it does support local comic shops. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, yeah, like you said, you don't find it at
right.
reasonable prices.
Yep.
I mean,
all right.
What is there? A first appearance of Kang on Jeff's wall at Queen City
yeah.
that's in decent shape and is super expensive because it's an Avengers book. I bought a fair copy of that first appearance years
right.
ago for $15.
Right.
And it's like, yeah. It's like now I'm just like, oh, I'm
I mean,
never going to complete an Avengers
run. There's books on the wall
yeah.
at our comic store. That I would love to own.
Sure.
And I don't have $250 to drop on a comic.
Treat yourself.
No, I have a
no,
lot of other
in
things
all seriousness,
there,
yeah, it is.
But.
It's the is it worth it
yeah.
to you? Like
yeah.
I spent you know, a little bit over $100 on Star Wars number one.
Yeah.
But it was worth it because
right.
it completed the run and it's that book.
I mean, for the right comic, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I have no problem shelling out money.
But I remember years ago, I bought an Avengers number one for $200 and that. And then I traded it for other stuff. But, you know, it's one of those things where you think about what kind of
mm-hmm.
lifestyle, yeah. I guess, you have when, you know, not even coming to storage, but like what kind of lifestyle you have. And
right.
should you own mm-hmm. books that are that old if you're not, like a hardcore collector.
Yeah. I mean, I'm nearly at capacity for where I can put stuff.
Well, right.
You know? And
yeah.
so it's like, maybe I just get the few things.
Time to sell.
Well, yeah. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
I could sell half my collection today and it wouldn't hurt me.
Yeah. And you probably wouldn't even notice.
I know. And I know, well, the thing is I know
what
I would sell.
Are you over 20,000?
No, 18.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's collecting for almost 30 years now. No, 25 years, about somewhere about there. I think I started really collecting in 1992. So this is what, 2017? So 25 years.
Like I started getting books in like 80.
And there's stuff I won't let go of.
When I was like 8,
yeah.
I started reading.
Well, yeah,
comics.
I had comic books
yeah.
before then,
but
it was one
time,
of those things where in 1992 I learned
yeah.
that there were comic book stores.
Right. And so when I was like 13, I used to ride my bike down to Mavericks.
Right, yeah.
You know, but anywho. But yeah, I mean, like you're right. Like it is probably time to, like, I mean, I'm probably at like, now keep in mind that my initial collection was just given away without my
right.
knowledge or consent
sure.
at the time. So, you know, I've rebuilt that with some books that like I've gone after, and you've seen the books I've gone after.
Well, yeah, I've given
like,
you
like
some
I've
of those
said,
books.
Well, yeah. but you've also seen like, I'm not afraid to pay for that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but
anyway,
all right, know.
Let's talk about the other stuff. This,
sure.
It's just Marvel, do the right thing. You
we
know,
from Trailer Park to comic book park.
All right. So Trailer Park, there have been, since Super Bowl came out, there's been a ton of great new trailers.
Yeah.
We had new Guardians. We had a bunch of new Logan, Transformers last night, a couple Ghost in the Shell, Life. Yeah, we'll talk about each of these individually. Fate of the Furious, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, Stranger Things Season 2 for TV, Samurai Jack Season 5 for TV, mm-hmm. and then a pretty amazing, I don't know if I'd call it a preview.
It's a preview. It's not a trailer.
Maybe a promo.
Yeah, that's a preview.
Of Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
All right.
Promos and previews to me are the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So starting just at the top of my list here, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
They need to stop showing trailers of this movie.
They're showing the same stuff.
I know, but like let's let's wait because it's what, May 5th?
I think we're only seeing the first 15 minutes of the movie.
I really hope
I really think that because, the whole thing with Groot, the beast that Drax just jumping Groot at, yeah, and Groot with the bomb,
I'm Groot,
and the ships chasing after them,
yeah,
I think is the first 10, 15 minutes,
okay,
of that movie.
I hope so because I
don't expect this to be, I expect because the group's formed, we know who they are,
right,
we're going to jump right just into jump the story. Right in. Yeah.
Now, one cool thing is this got 100 out of 100 out of the test screenings.
Sure, yeah.
Which apparently is very rare.
Right.
And I forgot to look up to see any other movies that have had it, but we'll look that up at some point, I'm sure. But I've loved everything I've seen.
Right.
I just don't want to see too much.
I don't think you're being spoiled because they haven't given any story details away at all.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. We don't know why is Yondu one of them, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. But no, it looks great. Baby Groot looks like going to be amazing.
It's going to be a draw between him and Drax of who steals the movie, I think.
I did like when the latest one from the Super Bowl, when the comet or whatever hit Mantis.
Look out!
But he said it after the words. And he's like, then he turns around and goes, I tried, guys.
Yeah, and there's another version of it where he goes, it almost hit me.
So, man, I know you're not like a wrestling guy.
Yeah.
But like, watching Batista, Dave
well,
Batista,
I know what his character is like.
Because he was the animal Batista. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, like, you know, when I was watching it and he was first coming on, it's like, I remember what he was, and I'm like, he's got a really good sense of humor. It's like...
Well, he was the best part of James Bond Spectre until...
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
I watched that up until the point where I'm assuming he died because it looked like he died.
Oh, okay.
And then just turned it off because I was just having zero fun with that movie.
Okay.
All right. Next one, Logan.
Yeah.
Now, this is one where I'm happy that they're showing more.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm okay.
Well, and I mean, the Super Bowl one was cool because it was just Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, okay. And him doing the thing with the hand on the blade, it's like, that's just, ooh.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Dang, oh, man. But they've been showing a lot of more TV trailers.
The TV spots. And, like, you know, we learned that.
Well, they amped it up this week because, what, we got 2 weeks until it comes out?
Yeah, March 3rd. So. I can't wait. So funny thing about this is we were kind of talking. And, you know, we did the old man Logan thing because of this movie. But what we learned in the last TV spot is that there hasn't been any new mutants for 25 years.
Yeah.
So I joked that it was like the Messiah complex where Hope and Cable,
which they have running access through to that time. Story so they you know, do it in their own version.
So doing that, like split in with old man Logan, like, why not? You know?
Right. I mean, the best idea for these stories at this point, cause there's so much, you know, to use.
Well, X-Men
is jumbo packing stuff. Yeah. And I mean, just
X-Men is a continuity minefield anyway. So.
I mean, but if you take like any story within the Marvel or DC universe, throw it in a blender and blend a bunch of stories together, you really could come out with an awesome movie. I mean, you know, characters can change names and, you know,
genders, races, whatever.
Yep.
So,
excuse me.
Cool. Transformers The Last Knight.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like they missed such a huge boat with the last one, right? Where with Mark Wahlberg, with his character just being some down on his luck engineer.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't Stanley Tucci's character screwed him over. Like they weren't, like they hadn't been partners.
There's
like,
no history.
He was the brains behind the operation. Right. That's kind of where I was hoping that story was going to go and it didn't. But he's back and now Josh Duhamel's back.
But did you catch the thing where he's like protecting what Transformers are living on Earth at this point? Like he's like, I'm not giving them up.
Right.
He's like, you're going to have to kill me. I'm not giving them up kind of thing. And then it's like, okay. What's been going on for the last year or two that, I mean, it's just him. His daughter's not back. The boyfriend's
Drat. Darn.
Oh. Yeah. You know. Well, she's a decent, like, decent enough actress, but, like, I'm kind of glad that that boyfriend with the fake American accent's not back.
Well, it was a fake Irish accent.
Well, but he is Irish.
Well, whatever. It was, he couldn't keep the accent going. That was the problem.
He had like two or three accents bouncing around in there.
So, a little comrade.
why did you kill TJ Miller off? You could have just kept him around.
God, that would be hilarious. Anyway.
It could have just been Mark and TJ, and you know, he could have just avoided the whole daughter thing. Yeah. They could have, the writers could have avoided the daughter just thing. Just,
yeah.
But you know, that's neither here nor there.
And they should call Mark Wahlberg's character Spike.
I just don't know, is Optimus Prime the Silver Surfer at this point? Like, is,
I don't know.
You know, is Unicron coming and Optimus Prime is the Surfer?
He's the Herald.
Yeah.
The Galactic, I mean, Galactic, you know, Herald.
It's just one of those things where it's
Power,
like,
Cosmic.
I don't care that much.
No.
I'm going to look at the running time on this movie, and if it's 3 hours, I'm not going, because the last one killed me.
I remember.
Yeah, we were there, and there. The heat was messed
up.
Oh,
God,
and
it was awful. Those seats were so hot.
It was like a sweat box.
Anyway, yeah.
She fell asleep.
She did.
And I don't blame her.
She falls asleep at almost
everything.
She every
doesn't fall asleep now. At almost everything. There's like 10%. 10% of stuff.
And that. You guys do go see a bunch of movies without me.
So. Yeah. But like, I mean, that was one where I was like.
But the whole, like, the whole.
Forgivable,
like,
if you fall asleep.
The preview of Bumblebee fighting Optimus. There's no way they're killing Bumblebee off. They don't have the stones to
do
that.
They'll do it in transforming him into Goldbug.
Yeah.
That way we can sell more action figures.
Or he'll become whatever the red version of him was.
Cliffjumper.
Cliffjumper.
Yeah. But Goldbug was in the cartoon. Yeah. He did evolve into Goldbug at one point. So
when he got enough...
Target Masters or Headmasters. Yeah. Headmasters and Target Masters storyline.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It just looks like a hot mess. But it's going to make $1 billion. Yeah. So anyway...
Michael Bay just poops in his hand and throws it against the wall and says, "That's how the story goes."
No, he doesn't. And then he goes, "Cha-ching." Anyway, all right. Ghost in the Shell.
Can we get a Bad Boys 3?
Please.
Yeah.
All right. Ghost in the Shell.
I am very curious about this one.
Have you seen the anime?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen, I know what it is, and I've seen parts of it. But
I'm interested to see what chances they take.
Are you angry about Scarlett Johansson being in
it? I'm never angry about anything about Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
So they could recast her as Batman and I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Ooh.
Not Batgirl. She could be Bruce Wayne, you know, just anyway.
What would her first name be though?
Bruce Wayne.
No. No, like she has to have a feminine type name.
No, she's gonna be.
Is there a feminine version of Bruce?
I don't know. Anywho. I think it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks, I mean,
the effects look great, even on a freaking television screen. It's just one of those things where it's like, there was so much vitriol around the casting of her. And it's like, you know, like, they didn't change her. Well,
she's a robot, obviously. Yeah. I mean, it's in the preview. She looks like a robot.
Yeah.
In this. And it's like, I don't think it matters. Because in the anime, she's a pale skin looking character.
Right.
And it's like anybody could have played her.
Right. Anyway, I don't want to get into
there's enough of the Asian influence in the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, the one shot in the, I think it was in the new trailer, not the Super Bowl one.
Right.
Where they're going over Tokyo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, it looks like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a sweet shot. So
hopefully I like this more than I like Blade Runner.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been over that. All right. Ghost in the Shell looks awesome. Can't wait for that. The next one up is Life.
Alien species gravity.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It literally looks like Species and Alien in a space station above Earth.
It looks like Species and Alien had a baby.
Yeah, man. There you go. There you go. And it bit a guy's arm off.
Do you think it had to go through a bunch of different little alien things to find one that was good enough to reproduce with?
Ooh. Mind not blown.
No. That was a really
the only reason that this movie is gonna like be out there is because Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal are in it. You know.
So. Well, you know Jake Gyllenhaal's gonna replace Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, right?
Oh wow, there you go.
Did you ever watch Entourage?
I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was playing Colossus.
I don't know. Oh my god. He's like three apples high. Did you ever watch you never watch Entourage, did you?
No.
You have HBO, you should watch Entourage.
Yeah.
When Vinny Chase gets replaced as Aquaman.
Oh, they do that
Jake Gyllenhaal.
In there? Nice.
And because it was a joke because at that time Jake Gyllenhaal in real life there was talk he was gonna replace Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Right.
And then there was talk he was gonna replace someone else as some other
sure.
Like any superhero movie that was coming along. He was going to replace Wesley Snipes' Blade. You know,
nice.
You know, it's like, you know, just anything that came along.
There's a lot
like
of JPEGs coming to mind.
Anyway. Oh, that time with the Joker.
If you donate to the Patreon, I will do Jake Gyllenhaal as Blade for you. And it will be awesome.
Patreon.com/infamous podcast. Go. All right. The Fate of the Furious.
I'm not even watching anything at this point.
Dude,
I didn't watch it.
I love these movies because they're
so bad.
No,
I'm not
bad.
Watching any of the trailers but, just yeah. because it's like, at this point, all the one-liners are getting dropped in the trailers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. It looks good.
Daddy's got to go to work.
The Rock. You know, Jason Statham, like, you know, but this is the start of the last trilogy.
Oh, this is a trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, no, this was the, is this 8?
Yeah, this is 8. Are they going to 10?
Yeah.
So this is the beginning of a trilogy.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the last trilogy.
Oh,
so we're going to have Dominic Toretto as a bad guy for at least one more movie.
No.
Yeah.
It's a clone.
Anyway. It's a clone. Oh, God.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father, did he, Dominic?
No, we're not doing that again this week. We're not doing that again. Okay, so I re-listened to the episode, and I almost wrecked because I started laughing.
You almost
laughing.
Fell out of your chair.
All right. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Have Tell No Tales. All right. This was the first trailer that legitimately made me excited for Pirates of the Caribbean since the last time I was in Disneyland on the ride.
Oh, wow.
Like, the second and third movies, I hated.
Well, you know.
I hated, and I love the first one.
But you've never seen On Stranger Tides?
I've never seen On Stranger Tides, so I have nothing to say about it, good or bad.
It's a fun movie, but it was based off of a novel.
It was Penelope Cruz in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
that kind of turned me
she's
off.
Actually Is fun she? In it, yeah. But, like, what's his name? Ed Swearengen.
Yeah.
Played Blackbeard.
Ian McShane.
Yeah, and he was fun. But, like, Jeffrey Rush steals these movies.
Yeah.
At times from Johnny Depp, even.
Yeah.
Well, and he does it a few times in this one.
Because Jeffrey Rush is an amazing actor.
And that's what I was happy to see him in the trailer. It's like, yes, finally. And Will Turner.
Yep.
So.
And he showed up.
Yeah.
And Orlando Bloom was there. And that's his kid. You're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. I really think that's Will Turner the third. That's Billy Turner.
Bill.
Billy. Well, we have Bootstrap Bill. We had Will. So now we got to have. What was it? What's another?
Willie, Billy.
You know, I think Billy Turner.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father, Billy.
He floats the sea in Davy Jones's locker. Anyway.
At least you know what happened to your father, Billy Turner. He comes back every 10 years, visits you. Yeah. You get older. He doesn't. You know? It's got to be a little shitty.
He's starting to get barnacles on the side
of
his face.
Yeah, I'm like, it's because this whole thing with the dead ruling the sea thing where it's like,
you think
he's supposed to control
them.
It's
not just the fact that he's under the sea and like that stuff happens when you're underwater.
What's he got, a crab with him singing the song even?
Under the sea.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you had a little sidekick under like that?
So when we go get
Keira Knightley's going to be back.
When we
too,
go get seafood, I always say I want crab stuffed flounder or alias Ariel's friend special.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And people are like, huh?
So during the Super Bowl, we got a Stranger Things season 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Which, so when this one kicked off, I don't know. You watched it later.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, what?
Oh, you weren't
the
watching
trailer?
The Super Bowl. Yeah.
No, I wasn't watching.
All right. I'm watching the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, I see Jason Hervey on TV saying, Lego my ego.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And it was the Stranger Things preview. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because it does that commercial intercut thing. Yeah.
And it's kind of like showing the 80s and you know, that kind of stuff. Now, you definitely like Stranger Things more than I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the end. I enjoyed almost everything with the kids.
Right.
I hated Winona Ryder's character.
Sure.
I wasn't a fan of Hopper or whatever the cop.
Right.
And then the teenagers all should have gone the way of Barb. Now, we know Barb is coming back based on things that these guys have said. They've said this in interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, one, I think they're just pulling everybody's leg.
Spoilers.
Two.
Oh, no. If they bring Barb back.
Why do people care about Barb? She was the worst character
I don't
on
know.
The show.
If they bring
it's
her
like
back,
Boba
she'll
Fett.
Be either a vision
yeah.
or she'll be the
Demi
human
Gorgon.
Version of the creature.
Yeah.
Or she'll be from a parallel Earth.
She's the Stranger Things version of Boba Fett.
True.
There's all this hype around this character that is completely undeserved.
Right.
Anyway.
I do think that they're probably going to delve into a little bit more of the multiverse. Well,
and it looks like there's been a breakdown in the dimensions.
Well, yeah, because the one who disappeared at the end of that season, he's, I guess, going to be able to jump.
Cool.
And the Cthulhu-looking creature looked awesome.
Yeah,
and that's more what I'm looking forward to, is seeing what kind of creatures they come up with.
That's the thing I was hoping to see at the end of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah? Like that,
like, we saw some of it, but, like, you know.
We saw spaceships in the sky, yeah.
But I would rather see the big...
Right, a monster.
Now, I'll watch this.
Sure.
Mainly because we're going to talk about it.
Right.
And you like it, and I like to be able to talk to you about things.
Hopefully we'll like the second season.
I hope so. I'm going in with a...
And this premieres on Halloween?
Halloween's on, like, a Tuesday.
Oh, it'll probably be the Friday before. Okay.
All right. And then, in completely surprising news, Samurai Jack Season 5 showed up. Trailer. And... You're shaking your head.
Yeah.
Because, it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you got Great Elise as the bad guy.
And I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, and you probably want to link it in the show notes. There is a discussion with Genndy Tartakovsky and the crew talking about this season and what direction it's going to go in.
It looks dark.
From what they said, it's going to be... They didn't want to... You know, they're not spoiling anything in that, because they talked about Mako passing away.
Right.
And that. So I don't know if Aku's going to play a big role, you know, character-wise, but the effects of Aku will be felt throughout the time.
Cool.
And Jack's not in a good place.
No, he's not in a good place at all. This is one where it's going to be on Adult Swim, and so... Like, I have a 9-year-old, and she loves Samurai Jack.
They do talk about that
I'm definitely going to make sure I watch all of it before I let her see any of it, just to be safe.
I kind of wish they would have done something with Netflix or something, where it would have been a little bit more like, I get it all at once?
No, because what we're going to do is, it's on Cartoon Network, so we'll get 3 episodes, then we'll have to wait 9 months.
Yes.
Then we'll get an episode, and we'll wait 2-3 weeks, we'll get 2 episodes, and then 9 more months.
Nice.
And then they'll just burn it all off in one weekend. Nice. And then the last 2 episodes will be like, oh, we're just going to put them online.
Is this Cora anger coming out?
That's what Cartoon Network does. It's Young Justice anger coming out. So you never knew when that show was on. Anyway. All right.
I did.
And then we're going to close out with the one of the cooler things that, you know, this makes me happy. Now, Marvel Studios is not a part of Marvel Entertainment.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Like, did you see what happened before this, though?
The Robert Downey Jr. live
feed. The live feed, yes. Yeah. Okay.
So I watched both.
Right.
The just kind of Infinity War promo.
Yeah.
With talking to Robert and Chris Pratt.
Yep.
And Tom Holland was just, it was like goosebumpy, right?
Yeah.
These people care so much.
Yeah.
Which makes me
happy. They're excited.
Because I care so much.
Well, it's fun when you see actors interviewed and they're excited about what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of the same vibe you get off of Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. All the things with her and Josh Gad.
And
Judy Dench.
Judy Dench, who's obviously going to be in the Star Wars movie.
I don't think she is.
She was dressed in some kind of Star Wars looking garb.
I think that was just a thing.
Okay. But
anyway.
Yeah. But Judy Dench is going to be in Star Wars. Judy Dench is in everything.
She can do whatever she wants.
We just watched Mrs. Peregrine's
school,
and she's in that. And I'm like, hey, Judy Dench. She showed up in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the last one. Like a second. And I'm like, hey, it's Judy Dench.
It's Judy Dench on Stranger Tides.
Where in the world is Judy Dench?
All right, but no, in all seriousness, though, like, this looks amazing.
Yes.
They have an idea of where they're going to go with it.
Well, the whole thing with giving us the lesson again about the Infinity Stones, and this time we get the Eye of Agamotto showing up, and it's like, yes, finally.
Yep.
Finally, we have them all.
So, yeah, I can't.
We have them all, but you don't, Thanos.
Suck it, Thanos.
Well, it was cool showing them showing art that they hadn't shown.
Yep.
Of him without armor on.
Yeah, seeing
that. Because he's done that in the comic book before where he didn't have the armor on. And I'm like, if he shows up in a scene with just the t-shirt and the shorts on, I'll be like, hell yeah. Thanos on the beach.
Thanos with flip flops, some sunglasses.
Because, was a thing is like, you know, as much as he was a badass, every once in a while he'd show up with a t-shirt and shorts on.
Just cut loose.
Huh?
And hang out. Just be Thanos.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Josh Brolin.
He would just be Thanos from Titan, not Thanos, the mad Titan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm looking forward to Josh Brolin. I like Josh Brolin a lot.
Guardians and Thor and Spider-Man Doctor Strange mixing it up. I mean,
but then you toss in the Avengers.
The Russo brothers and Kevin Feige explain why Civil War happened.
Right.
And it's like,
you had to split them up.
It's like, okay, this makes that movie even more awesome.
So we were having this conversation.
I love Civil War. Yeah. I mean, it's a great Avengers movie.
It is. It's a great movie.
You know, like, it's one of those things where when you're telling me that there's more to it,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go back and watch it 3 more times just to see if there's something in there that I didn't see before.
What did I miss?
Yeah.
But no, you're right. And we had this conversation on Saturday, and it makes me sad.
Yeah.
That we didn't get a better storyteller to do the first two Avengers movies.
Yeah.
I think Joss Whedon is a fine filmmaker.
Sure.
I think Joss Whedon comes into everything with an agenda that is not necessarily in service to the story.
Right.
It is in service to his ideology.
Right.
Which, fine. Awesome. I think he has a great eye.
Yeah.
But I also think he does not get the best performances out of people.
The Russo brothers push people to what they should be.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
I did.
So they direct most of Arrested.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
One or the other. See, they kind of flip back and forth. And they wrote a lot of it and everything. They have a sensibility about them that makes them tailor-made to take what Joe Johnston built with Captain America.
Sure, yeah.
And turn that into a universe.
Yeah, they definitely, like, whereas, you know, because Joe planted enough seeds, you know, him and the writers planted enough seeds in that movie that the Russos came in and poured some water over it and came out with, you know, a bouquet.
A Groot-sized bouquet.
Yeah.
But
which the Winter Soldier was.
Right. Whereas, you know, again, like, I think, you know,
but it does go back to the whole idea of, and this is where it's going to get fun with these two movies. Kevin Feige said pretty much from the point of the first Avenger, this is a war movie.
Right.
This is a action movie. Right. Like they have their ideas. The Avengers is going to be all of that in one movie.
Right.
And it's like,
I mean, that's why we're going to get Martin Freeman
back.
That's why we've got, you know, Black Widow.
Why it's two movies.
Coulson's going to show up. I'm hoping Quake is with him.
The Defenders.
Mac is not there. I hope the Defenders is there for sure.
That would be awesome.
So, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just that whole thing where even if they do the thing. Have you ever read the Infinity Gauntlet? The story?
Yes.
The part where he makes people disappear? Mm-hmm. Even if they shown the Defenders and they're ones that disappear,
gone.
When he snaps
it's
his fingers.
It's still awesome that they were
like,
there.
Oh, they all exist in the same universe. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know that
For now.
Yeah.
Until he fractures reality.
Well, sure. And that's another reason why it's two movies, because we're going
to
get.
And that's when Tom Holland goes back to Sony and turns into Tobey Maguire.
And that was me throwing up in my mouth.
Anyway, I'm kidding.
No, that's when we
turns back into Andrew Garfield.
I'm really like, it's a hopeful fanboy thing, but I'm really like to this point where they don't give us everything.
No.
So I'm hoping that Marvel and Disney has been talking to 20th Century Fox.
Right.
Because we haven't heard anything about Fantastic Four in forever.
No.
That they've been working with them. And they're either going to, you know, do like Sony Spider-Man thing.
Okay, so who's your dream Reed Richards to show up and save the day?
No, I don't think they'll show up and save the day, but I think that by the end of that, the reality will be changed and the Baxter building will be in New York City down the street from Tony Stark's building or the Avengers Tower.
I'm going to have to put that in my
New York. That's what I'm saying.
No, but seriously, though. Like,
who to play?
Like, who would you want as Reed Richards? Let's just start there.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Jamie Lannister.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Nicola, I haven't really know how to pronounce it. Costa
Waltz. I would forget how to pronounce his name.
So does that mean Lena Headley has to play Sue Storm?
No, no. No, I think that they would have to space the age a little bit. Because Sue was always like 10 years younger than him. Like in the books, she was 10 years younger than him. She was like, you know, not in the same college class as him.
Right.
Ben and Victor and Reed went to school together.
Right.
Sue and Johnny did not go to school with him. So it's like, I think he would be cool. I think
I like that idea.
I think that he's got a look to him that makes him where he can be a smart looking character. And I think the effect of the stretching would work.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's just a pretty man. Yeah. So, you know.
I would like to see Ty Sheridan and Sophie Miller show up in the Infinity Wars for like the disappearing, reappearing thing. That would be cool.
Just a
brief Cyclops Jean Grey.
Sure.
In there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I am looking forward to this.
That would be kind of cool if they did like the whole, you know, soliloquy or, you know, the whole explaining your plan thing. And they're showing the variable multiverse and you see the X-Men and maybe you do see Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. And that would be kind of a cool effect.
These are the multiple Earths that are out there, and it's an
like
infinity.
You all exist in the other worlds, and you know, even showing like the Captain America movie from the 80s, like showing that Captain America, and you know, or the one from the 70s,
Hulk.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno's Hulk, yeah,
Rick Springfield is Daredevil,
yeah. I mean, that would be kind of
Ben
a
Affleck
cool,
is Daredevil,
cool thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be interesting if Marvel could get
all
them
those
all
rights.
To agree.
I bet Disney, if anyone can do it, Disney.
Yeah. But all I mean, that's just, you know, that's fanboy speculation. But
yeah, we have zero grounds to base any of this on. Okay.
Kevin Feige, if you're listening to the podcast, I will come on and advise you. Not that you need advising. I'm an idea man, though. I mean, I am an idea man, so bring me in.
I'll just say what I say for all this. I just want to see it early.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys.
Like red carpet early?
No, like earlier before that. Well, like, you know. Anywho, cool. All right. Any last words?
I think I'm good.
All right. So, ton of cool stuff coming out. Get ready.
Get ready because it's like 2 weeks out.
Yep.
I mean, we've got at least what? Logan and Ghost in the Shell in March.
Yep. So, and then
and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and Beauty and the Beast. All right. Well,
March became the new May all of a sudden.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Dawn of Justice.
Thanks, Deadpool.
No, that was February.
I know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Actually, thanks, Blade.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to go back and thank somebody, thank Blade for that.
So, all right. Well,
yes,
can...
Wesley Snipes in Avengers Infinity
Why not,
War.
Right? Like Marvel owns that character. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
I'm sure Wesley Snipes would come back and play it too.
He would. He said he wants to play Blade again.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's end this.
Sure.
Because I got pee.
Oh. Like they wanted to know that.
TMI. All right.
Hashtag Brian's got to go pee.
Hashtag small bladder. And all right. You can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Infamous Podcast. And we have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. You can get there from the website. I am Brian Tudor. You can find me on most social networks as
Jake
Brian
Gyllenhaal
Tudor.
Is Blade for $10.
RoboCop. Anyway.
Oh, that's too easy.
I know. All right. So where are you? Where can they find you online? Who are you?
I'm Johnny Podorf at Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. That's pretty much it.
Cool. All right. Well, whenever you're listening to this, have a good day, night, evening, weekend, whatever. And we will see you next Friday.
Give us your opinion on the Marvel thing because I really want to listen to more of that.
Yeah. Down.
Damn you, Marvel. Down. But I want that Avengers Infinity War movie.
Well, no, it's Marvel Studios, so it's different. It's a different company now.
Dude, it's all owned by Disney. So the word you should be cursing
is... Yeah, but Ike Perlmutter is not the one
damn
who's
you, Bob
being super
Iger.
Greedy. No, it's damn you, Ike Perlmutter. Anyway.
Oh.
All right, on that note, we'll talk to you guys later. That's it? You just give a giggle? All right. Later, guys. We'll be right back.